Hello, it's Kendall Parks here on the Killing Them Kendall Parks podcast. I want to talk about the Bengals losing to the Green Bay Packers. I was so mad. Like, my man McPherson, you know, last episode I was making fun of Randy Bullock. But here's the thing, he's still a great kicker. It's just that, and it wasn't like no wide left and something or wide right. It's just that it hit the pole. And by the way, the doinks are so loud this year. I don't understand. But this is part of the problem with kickers. Kickers are not supposed to be dependent on, which is why I did get mad at Zach Taylor for going for a field goal on 4th-and-1 overtime. You take that chance. You have Joe Burrow. You have a great running game like Joe Mixon. Like, it's crazy. Jamar Chase is going off. The offense is going fine. Although my guy Joe Burrow did throw 2 questions, boo. It's like, why did he throw that, right? And all that. Yeah, so I don't like moral victories. That's why I want to win a game. But I am seeing promise in the Bengals. I'm sorry, I'm watching Sister. So, I want to be totally honest, I don't like that loss. I don't care that it's against Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay Packers. I want to win a game and go 4-1. Well, they don't have to blow out the Lions, but they do need to win and not keep it close. So yeah, kind of blow them out. But the Lions their losses are close games. You know, it's funny. People don't talk about this enough. There are 2 separate kinds of bad teams. That's the bad team that finds a way to lose. But they keep it close, right? That's why we always laugh at the Browns. Because a lot of the Browns losses were not blowouts. Like, I don't understand in 2017 part of their 0-16 year in 2017. One of the games, I think they was up by 2 touchdowns. And then, like, 2 minutes ago or something, and then all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers team. This is when Brett Huntley was backup quarterbacking. And they laughably lost. Like, in 2015, I remember this dude Hill, I forgot his first name. But he had returned a missed field goal by the Browns on Monday Night Football to end the game. It was a tie game. They was kicking for the field goal, and he missed it so bad to the point where the dude underneath it can return it and he returned it for a touchdown. It was so funny. Like, that's how Browns win or lose. So, like this past weekend, if the Browns weren't good, if the Browns didn't make it to the playoffs last year, we laughed at how the Browns lost this past weekend to the Chargers. You know what I'm saying? But because they actually good now, we can't laugh at them no more. At how they, now we feel bad for them for how they lost on Sunday. Justin Herbert, man, I don't like. I understand being competitive, but I don't like dishing the other team's quarterback to prop up mine. Like, we can debate on who's better, but to say that the other one's trash, like, I would never do that to Justin Herbert. Like, he's a great quarterback so far, and so is Joe Burrow. So I don't understand what's going on between Chargers and Bengals fans. So let's just hope we win against the Lions, especially off of Baltimore's comeback win on Monday night. Lamar Jackson can throw, right? Yeah, so obviously the other news is Sean Gruden. And here's the thing about people. It's hard to compliment them on how great of a guy they are, even though you want to believe that they are great people, but you hesitate because you don't know them. For years, John Gruden's been this guy he's always smiling, always. But that's how they get you. So he doesn't have a job today because I think it's really because of the homophobic misogynist stuff. I don't really think it's for the racial. They don't care about black people, about racism for real. The NFL. So I think the race made him resign because of the homophobic and misogynist stuff, emails. So we go see how much they investigate this, or are there some owners that's going down? And it's supposed to be an investigation about the Washington football team. That's what's so crazy. And Gruden's right now is the fall guy, for good reason, by the way. All right, so let's think. While I'm sitting here watching Sister, make sure you cash at me, Mr. Parks 513, MRPARKS 513. Repeat, MRPARKS 513. On Twitter, _ Mr. Parks for the personal page, and it's _ Kendall for the podcast page, this podcast page. I want to start interviewing. And make sure you hit the link to donate via Cash App or PayPal. It's in the money section. And you go down to listener support and you get $5 or $10. You can donate to one one of them on the PayPal front, but send me your Cash App and donate to me. All right. It's Kingdom Parts here on the Kingdom Parts Podcast. Talk to you guys later.